admitting he'd intentionally plowed his vehicle into the crowd of anti-racism protesters.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers reporting. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a pretty typical last weekend in June forecast. Today, a sudden cloud mix, high around 93. Tonight's low 72. Scattered, random, hit-or-miss storms here and there. Tomorrow and Sunday, the storms will be in greater supply. More to go around. A better chance you'll encounter one. High both days will be in the lower 90s. And then the storms thin out Monday through Wednesday as July begins and the heat is on. Mid-90s for a high triple-digit heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. There's an urgent search for a missing elderly man in Prattville. 81-year-old James Merriweather was last seen on 10th Street in Prattville around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He was wearing blue jeans, a blue and white shirt, and a black baseball hat. If you know where he is, call Prattville Police. An investigation is underway after human remains were found in the 3700 block of Wesley Drive Tuesday afternoon. Montgomery police say utility workers found the body. Investigators are still trying to determine a cause of death. And we're headed to Riverwalk Stadium tonight for Your Town Friday. Join Chief Meteorologist Shane Butler and our sports team as the Biscuits take on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Catch our live reports tonight at 5, 5:30, and 6 o'clock. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Trump administration wanted to ask every person in the country whether he or she is an American citizen as part of the 2020 census, but the Supreme Court blocked that.
The House of Representatives passed the Senate version of the bill, which would allocate $1.1 billion to improve border facilities and almost $3 billion to care for migrant children.
E. Jean Carroll says moments after she was sexually assaulted by Donald Trump in a New York City department store in the mid-90s, she called her friend, fellow writer Lisa Birnbach.
I remember her saying repeatedly, he pulled down my tights.
Two American World Cup champions raised the alarm about possible brain injuries from playing soccer.
A teenager on the street noticing a toddler hanging out of a second-story window, catching that two-year-old girl as she fell.
Night two of the first Democratic debate in the 2020 race for president.
Now
10 more take the stage.
This election is about you.
And rich will get richer, and everybody else will be struggling.
We can do anything if we're together.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1. Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from our good friends at Sweet Creek Farm Market. What a great, great place. Okay, so as I promised, we'll get to the Kamala Harris interview this morning. Now, Gail, whatever her name is, on CBS Morning and Kamala Harris are friends. Let me say that. They don't mention that in there. I just happen to know that. So listen in to Kamala Harris talking about the Biden attack, and you're going to get a little reference here.
You said last night that you do not believe Joe Biden is a racist, but do you think that his remarks about segregationist senators and his past policy on busing effectively disqualify him as a candidate?
No, I think that's a decision for the voters to make, but he and I have a disagreement, obviously, on the issue. But no, I think the voters will decide whether he is qualified to run or serve.
Senator Harris, your campaign clearly had an idea that this topic might come up. They had a picture ready. They sent out a tweet. From your perspective, I'm curious to know, what do you hope voters who may have been hearing about you for the first time and hearing from you for the first time, what should voters take away from that exchange with Joe Biden?
You know, I mean, the purpose and my purpose in raising my experience was to really just make sure that in this conversation we are appreciating the impact on real people of policies that have been pushed in the history of our country, way back when, and the effect even today. The point that I was making is, had those senators, those segregationists, had their way, I would not be a member of the United States Senate today. I would certainly not be a top contender to be president of the United States. So the impact of their work was very real, and it is something that when we are discussing an issue of race has to be appreciated, which is, this is not just an intellectual or academic discussion. The history of race in our country had a real impact on real people.
I think she may be trying to take that to the bank too much.
I think it could work in the Democratic primary. And I really, like you said before the end of last hour, what is the effect of her punch on Biden with, in particular, black women and their support for Biden? Because if she can really win over the black vote and capture that enthusiasm in their imagination about her candidacy, I think she could pivot.
She could. Well, what happens is, if she can come in third in Iowa and third in New Hampshire and then do really well in South Carolina.
Right.
Then she got it. Because remember, folks, what's going to happen is that Joe Biden is leading because Joe Biden is perceived to be the best chance to beat Donald Trump. As soon as that chance, that perspective changes or wanes, then you're going to see his numbers fall.
Well, and I was thinking Joe Biden is not the best. Just thinking, like, if I want Donald Trump to lose, and I'm watching that debate last night, especially as a Democrat.
You, his stock went down, without a doubt.
And even without the attack by Harris, I think it went down. He was stuttering. He was not clear in his answers.
Well, when he said, "I'm out of time."
Yeah.
That was, and I tried to go back and find that clip, I was going like, man, you're just throwing in the towel here.
And dadgummit, if Trump is, I hate to admit it, but he's so good. I'm trying not to curse here because it's so good. He's so good at labeling people. I'm sitting there watching it going,
he is sleepy.
I'm gonna, he is sleepy.
Take Simonex tonight. Man, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Philip. Philip, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yeah, I've watched both debates, and I consider myself a staunch conservative. The problem I have is with Kamala Harris. I don't believe she can be trusted as far as you can throw her. She has shown in the past to make things up There was an interview where supposedly she smoked marijuana and she was listening to Tupac, and they came back and debunked that and said, well, yeah, they weren't time. Even... Yeah, they didn't even exist back when she was that age.
Mm-hmm.
She had this when they were talking about reparations. Even her own dad came and said, hey, we own slaves. Our family owns slaves. So I believe what she did to Joe Biden, although it may have or may have not been warranted, I think it was calculated. And here's the reason I'm saying that.
No, absolutely. This it was morning, calculated.
This morning, they're selling T-shirts for $29.99 for fundraising for her with a picture of her as a little girl with I was that little girl.
Yeah.
You cannot get something like that ramped up in an hour. So they had this plan from the start. He was set up from the get-go. And what I fear is if Kamala Harris does become the candidate to go against Trump, she's going to pull every stop, the woman stop, the black woman stop against him every chance she gets. And that's kind of hard to fight, you know, because if he does, he's a racist. And he's been called that anyway. But that's why I have a severe distrust of her. And what I fear is he might end up being the strongest candidate, but you just can't trust her. At least in my opinion, you just cannot trust her more than anybody else.
She kind of comes, in my opinion, she kind of comes from the Barack Obama school of politics, is that she's going to do something with a political intent that is in one way to harm you. If you ever remember, Barack Obama, one of the things he would always do is he would punch to try to wound you.
Yeah.
And wound your character.
I actually waited for her to pull the old Hillary, isn't it time for a woman in the White House? I was waiting on that, too. I'm surprised that never came out. But, Dan, I appreciate you listening to me, and I'm going to hang up and continue listening to the show.
You got it, Philip. Thanks for calling, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Dan, little Danny Boy's weekend starts in 45 minutes.
Nice.
I know, I'm excited. Let's go to the phones and go to D. D, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Joey.
Hello.
Hey, D. How are you?
I'm great.
You know what? D is always up tempo and excited. I love that about you, D.
Thank you, Dan. And I just want to say that you really live a Facebook life. Like everybody always fronts on Facebook, but I think you really live that Facebook life.
What do you mean?
Like your life is so great, and everybody else just goes on there and pretends.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, D. Essentially, everybody tries to curate their Facebook and Instagram look like they're always doing all these great things, whereas Dan's not even posting it, but he's out there living the life,
living the high life.
Yeah, like when you told
meals and all this great stuff. But what I wanted to comment is that I did watch the debate last night, and after Kamala attack Joe Biden, then the next question was, what are you going to do on your first day in office? And do you know what he said? I'm going to figure out how to beat Trump.
I know. Matter of fact, we've got that. That's the Chuck Todd do it from position.
I don't know if you played it already because I was in the grocery store, but yeah, I thought that was so hilarious. She really threw him off his game.
Yeah, I thought Chuck Todd, the way they did that and the way they answered these things was really bad. Yeah, there you go. Yep. See if you can play that position here. So, Dee, what do you have going on this weekend?
Well, I'm getting my grandbaby this weekend, so I'll be in the house playing games all weekend.
Aww.
So you guys have a good Facebook weekend, Dan.
I will. I tell you what I'll do, Dee, is I'm going to be eating steak. My son's in town. We're going to get together. I might bring him on the show on Monday. I think you guys will really like him. But you have a great weekend, Dee.
Thank you, Dan. Bye-bye.
Bye. She's always just so up-tempo.
Yeah, she's great.
Bubba. Hey, Bubba.
Hey, Dan. I was watching the debate last night, and I got a question for you.
Sure.
So if the standard for forgiving student loans is basically that you shouldn't have to pay for something that you agree on, that you get the sole benefit, why are we stopping there? Why don't we forgive car loans and home loans and credit card debt, too?
Yeah, let me tell you something, and I'll be the first to say the student loan issue is a big problem. Matter of fact, I've gone to take special courses on how to deal with the issue for clients and clients' kids mainly. But it is a major issue, and here's what the problem is. People go to college, they rack up a lot of loan, and then they cannot have a job that matches that debt. Right. If you're a counselor and you've got more than $60,000 worth of debt, you're in deep doo-doo. And I see that all the time.
Would y'all say that the person who had
these jobs?
Bubba, would you say that the person who had the best answer to that up there, at least in my opinion, was probably Buttigieg? Especially throwing in the idea that you shouldn't even need to go to college to have a good life.
Yeah, and that's where it is. That's actually, he was center point on that.
Yeah.
That is what the situation is. Like, I have a client's daughter who wants to be a social worker. And so I said, look, that's a $30,000 a year job in Georgia, and you don't want $50,000, $60,000 worth of debt. So what we did is we found some online classes for her to take. She's going to do it in a year. It's going to cost $12,000. She can get government student loan for it. And I said, well, we're going to just come up with a payback program. You're going to take 10% of what you gross and buy it towards your loan, and you'll be done with it in 4 years.
No, I agree, but when the idea, though, that someone who is a welder, because they couldn't afford to go to college, is going to pay somebody who went and got a human studies degree at a really expensive school, though, is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, let me tell you, the pile of you-know-what that schools sell you is unbelievable. They have basically ingrained in you that you need to have a college education to have a good career, and that is absolutely false. Talk to Dick Brubaker about his certified mechanics at Brubaker Motors.
Oh, yeah.
They make great money. He put air conditioning in the workshop to keep those guys happy, and they are a happy group of people. He's got his employees
love
him.
I bet places like that will pay for their education if they'll agree to work there for a while, probably.
I'm not sure what the Brubaker policy is, but I do know that a lot of people are doing that. And you don't need a college education. You don't need the college experience. What you need to do is be certified, registered, or licensed in a particular area that you can make some money in.
I agree. Well, anyway, enjoy your show, and appreciate you keeping us informed on everything.
I appreciate you calling today and sharing your opinion. Let's go to a break. Red Top, coming back to you, baby. Right after this. You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Dan Morris Show. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our good friend Red Top. Red Top, how are you, my friend?
Good afternoon, good Friday, good business week. Damn, it went fast, didn't it?
It really did. Wait till next week.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I like those three-day weeks. And by the way, here's a new twist on the smoked Gouda. Smoked Gouda cheese sauce.
Cheese sauce, like a queso dip type of thing?
Well, like hot cheese sauce.
Oh.
Like you put on vegetables. I grew up with, with French cooking. So cheese, the smoked Gouda cheese sauce is really good. You got to try to make some. It's good on everything but chocolate and ice cream.
I like that.
Just switching over to international news, yesterday, as I do every day, and I'm glad I do, I watched the Japanese news, the BBC news, and the DW news, the German news, and a lot of news going on in the world that we're getting no reporting of. Their impression of Donald Trump at the G20 is a hell of a lot different. We haven't really gotten any news about the G20 and Donald Trump.
No, we haven't.
For instance, DW News came right out and said that Donald Trump and America is in charge, basically in charge of the world's economy. And they made a lot of, exposed a lot of his tweets about the other countries, how Great Britain and Germany in particular have been ripping us off, and France, sitting at the table telling them that stuff right to their face. Xi, he's going to get a hold of Xi, and I got a good description of Donald Trump and Chinese. He is the bull in the China shop. He is taking the China shop down. And they seem to have a lot of respect for Donald Trump in Europe and these news organizations other than America that I don't hear here. They at least give him accolades for what he has done. And also they showed Angela Merkel shaking very badly.
I saw that.
That was scary looking.
Yeah.
And it goes to show Angela Merkel and Macron and all these guys have basically turned Europe into a third world country. They basically have no standing in the world anymore, economic power, anything. And
I don't know if I've said that about Germany quite yet.
Yeah, Germany. It's going to be very interesting to see what turns around with Germany because they're not going to go in Merkel's direction again. So,
well, they made a bad, bad, bad mistake with their immigration policy, but I'm not sure if that puts them in the economic just total doldrums.
Yeah, I would say the only thing that's really keeping the EU afloat is Germany.
Yeah.
They're
the economic powerhouse.
They are, and again, the Europeans are foolish to put the Germans in control. That shows how dumb they are. But they've got big problems in Europe because I feel their societies are breaking down. They're now full of their colonists. These are all the people they ripped off all these years. They're going to have to take care of them for a long time, you know. So I feel it's worth watching these news programs, and the stock market too is really kicking butt in light of everything that's going on in the world. It's amazing that and oil prices staying stable, don't you think?
Yeah, the oil prices is kind of surprising to me.
Yes, we'd be at $6 a gallon if this was 10 years ago. No doubt. With Iran, wouldn't you say?
Well, things are different because but there's a reason that it's different, and that is we produce more oil than we use here in the United States. And so we're not as subject to ships that are coming through the Strait of Hormuz like we used to be.
Yeah, we have a bargaining chip this country's never had since I was a child.
Yeah, we can do the, folks, we don't need you.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So let's keep the bull in the China shop going, and y'all have a good weekend. Stay cool when you can, and I say a T-bone a day, and smoke good from Sweet Creek keeps the doctor away. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. You have a great day. Let's continue on with Kamala Harris in this next segment here that she did on the CBS Morning Show.
Senator Harris, we just heard Ed O'Keefe say you're being accused of delivering a low blow last night. What do you say to that?
Gail, it was about just speaking truth. Mm-hmm. And as I've said many times, I have a great deal of respect for Joe Biden. He has served our country over many years in a very noble way. But he and I disagree on that. And it is a debate. This is a campaign where we should be discussing issues, and there will be contrasts. And on this issue, I suppose, and I guess it's evident that there is a contrast of opinion on the significance of people who have served in the United States Senate and what they have done in terms of their policies.
Your performance last night is certainly what people are talking about this morning. I'm hearing words like a star is born. She is fervent, but she is fervent, but deploys her anger precisely like a flashlight. Voters in Iowa and New Hampshire are telling CBS News today that you had a strong performance. How do you intend to capitalize on that momentum? Clearly, the T-shirts is one way. I understand that those are already on sale.
Oh, I don't know about the T-shirts. I know we've got a little, visit kamala.org. I know we have a shop. But I'll say this, Gail, listen, from the beginning when we entered the campaign, for me, it's about working hard to earn the vote and the support of Americans. And so I will continue to spend time in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina and Nevada as the primary states, but frankly throughout the country. And I will hopefully listen as much, if not more, than I talk, especially now, because I will tell you, I do intend to win this election. But for me, the mark of our success will also be that I listen, because really I think the most important thing is that at the end of this, that we are relevant. And so my plan is to keep getting out there and speaking to folks and listening to them and talking about my 3 a.m. agenda, which is what I hope to do that is relevant to the concerns that people have when they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to figure out how to make it all work.
Did you notice how she kind of dodged the T-shirt question?
Yes.
Kind of like, I don't know about the T-shirt thing. Yeah, you did.
You literally said go to KamalaHarris.com last night. Come on.
I mean, so this is what there, and whoever the caller was, this is that dishonesty of Kamala Harris I don't like. And it's the same thing that Barack Obama had. You knew he was kind of lying and fudging on stuff to try to go, oh, no, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Well, and don't just think about going towards the general election, folks. This is just the first debate. As I was telling Dan, more detail off air, she's going to get hit hard from the left, I think, on a lot of different issues. People are ready to go.
Yeah, they're ready. And they're, because she was the first one to rumble, then people are going to feel very obliged to rumble with her. Folks, we had Dan Black in the studio, and I tell you, he was a delight to have here. And we had several people that said, yeah, I do have boxes full of VHS and Betamax tapes that have just been sitting there. I don't have a player. I just have them sitting there, and I need to get them moved over to digital or to DVD. Well, Dan Black can do that for you, folks. 8mm film, Dan Black can do that. How long are you going to keep it once you get that? Forever, because you can go put it up in the cloud. He can give it to you in a DVD, give it to you in complete digital format, and you will be able to keep it. So I want you to copy down Dan's number. I want you to ask for Dan, and then Ask Dan, what is the Dan Morris Show special? He's going to give you a discount, 334-440-7818, 334-440-7818. I want to tell you something. He has been a friend, a personal friend of mine, for decades and decades and decades and decades. We started in radio together in Troy, Alabama, when I was in my 20s. I was a young guy then. He was even a little younger. Kenny, hang on for me. I'm going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News. I'm Richard Jordan. Police in Utah say missing college student Mackenzie Lewick is dead. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown announced the arrest of 31-year-old Ayola Ajaya.
After an exhaustive week of investigation, we are filing charges of aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, obstruction of justice, and desecration of a body in the homicide of Mackenzie Lewick.
Lewick was last seen 11 days ago getting dropped off at a park by a rideshare driver. The man accused of killing a woman with his car during a 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, apologized before sentencing. James Alex Fields will spend the rest of his life in prison.
Fields, who is 22, was convicted of first-degree murder in March and took a plea bargain, admitting he'd intentionally plowed his vehicle into the crowd of anti-racism protesters.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers reporting. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a pretty typical last weekend in June forecast. Today, a sudden cloud mix, high around 93. Tonight's low 72. Scattered, random, hit-or-miss storms here and there. Tomorrow and Sunday, the storms will be in greater supply. More to go around. A better chance you'll encounter one. High both days will be in the lower 90s. And then the storms thin out Monday through Wednesday as July begins and the heat is on. Mid-90s for a high triple-digit heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, she walked up to me and she asked me if I wanted to dance.
Someone texted me and said, can you give me Dan Black's number? So I'm going to give it to you over the air, because maybe some other people didn't get it. It is 334 440-7818. Call him, ask him what the Dan Morris Show special is, and tell him what you're looking for. 334-440-7818. Dan Black at Dan Black Studios. Let's go to Kenny from Maxwell. Kenny, long time no talk to.
How you doing, Dan and Joey?
We're great. Doing Where good. Have you been?
Believe me, just working a lot and trying to take care of my wife, who's been ill for the last 6 months. So.
I am really sorry to hear that. Is she okay or getting better?
Well, it's kind of a touch and go right now. She developed a gallbladder issue back in December. And then we put her in the hospital in January, and then on February 1st, they had to remove it.
Oh, wow.
Since that happened, she's ended up with pancreatitis.
Ooh. Oh, that's really rough.
Yeah, so that and some other issues came up. So in 2 weeks from today, I got to take her back to UAB, and they're going to do a little procedure to remove a stent they put in there. But, I believe that God is good, and he's,
all the time.
Get us through all this, yeah. So... it's been a long time. I always listen. A lot of times I just can't call in because of where I'm working, and I'm usually driving something, so, can't talk and drive at the same time.
Absolutely.
I'm one of those that didn't listen to the debate or watch the debate because I knew what to expect. Here's the thing that kind of cracks me up with the Democrats. They're always crying that they want to do away with the Trump tax cuts, right? And I said, well, I know from what I understand, people are doing really well with the tax cut. So why would you want to do away with something that's actually helping people? Aren't you the ones that are going around telling people how you want to help the American people? But if you're going to do away with tax cuts and then raise everybody's taxes, that's not helping the middle class or anybody else's family as far as I know.
Well, what they say is they're going to do away with the corporate income tax adjustment,
right,
and then give that to take money and give it to the middle class. But the difficulty is it's not going to work that way. Is you want a top-down, trickle-down economics where you have a company that's doing really, really well, they hire more employees, they pay better salaries, and they get bonuses. And that's what gives the economy. When you look at disposable income, I was looking at the number last week, and it's like 140% more money than where it was just 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know people are definitely doing a lot better under this administration and everything that's been going on. And, the funny thing is, me being from the state of New York, and I know people from the state of California, they're just crying about the taxes being so high, the cost of living being so high. People are leaving, in great numbers from those states. But the one thing that they're continuing is that they're running away from something, but they moved to these other states where maybe it's more conservative. But then they want to vote the same type of people in. I'm saying that's just kind of insane to me.
Yeah, that's disheartening, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't understand. Why would you flee from something and then want to continue the thing you're fleeing from? But anyway, that's just, what is it, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and...
We're pretty dead, not changing anything.
So. But anyway, you guys are doing a great job as always. So I will continue to listen, and you have a very safe weekend and a happy tour.
I will do that, Kenny. It's great hearing from you again.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Going back to Kamala Harris here, she's going to be asked directly about the support among black voters. Why isn't she getting it? And we'll kind of get back into what may spring out of what happened last night.
Senator, Vice President Biden didn't see a change in his polling numbers after his remarks about segregationist senators. Why, even among black voters, for that matter, why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, I'll leave that to the pundits. But again, I think that this is an issue that is something that should be discussed in the context of everything that we should remember about the history of our country. But we should also be having discussions about this election in the context of what we need to do to go forward. My campaign, and certainly my perspective, is not only about speaking truth about the past, but also focusing on the future. And again, that's why I talk about issues like health care, what we need to do to pay teachers their value, what we need to do to pay women equal for the same work as men, what we need to do around gun violence and having smart gun safety laws. These are the issues that I am focused on because these are the issues that wake people up at 3 a.m. and need to be addressed, and we need leadership on these issues.
So let's continue on with Kamala Harris. And, she raised her hand with Medicare for All.
Senator, another defining moment in the debate was when every candidate was asked to raise their hand if they would abolish private insurance. In that moment, you raised your hand. But afterwards, your campaign says, actually, that's not your position. So what is your position on private insurance?
So the question was, would you be willing to give up your private insurance?
That's not how it was asked.
For such a plan. And
that's what you heard, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's certainly what I heard. And in terms of, it's
supportive of Medicare
for All, and under a Medicare for All policy, private insurance would certainly exist and for supplemental coverage. But under Medicare for All and my vision of it, we would actually extend benefits. So for example, vision care, dental care, hearing aids, which currently are not covered. And anyone you know who's a senior can tell you they're extremely expensive and people have to come out of pocket to pay for them. Included in my perspective on the issue of private insurance is this, and I told the story last night. Look, any night in America, there is some parent who's got a child who has a fever that's out of control and going to the emergency room to get help in the middle of the night, and then looking at those sliding glass doors as they're in their car in the parking lot, concerned that if they walk through those sliding glass doors, they're going to be out of pocket $5,000 because of the deductible. They've got insurance.
All right,
but they
Senator
will be
Harris.
Out of pocket $5,000.
That's what you voted on. That's what she voted on. That's Obamacare. That's what she voted on. That's what she knew when she voted on that. That's what it was. Man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's listen to the damn montage on health care.
If your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Everybody
would abolish their private health insurance in favor of a government-run plan.
That's the question.
Here is a right to build on Obamacare.
I would call it Medicare for all who want it.
If we turn towards socialism, we run the risk of helping to reelect the worst president in American history.
Women's reproductive rights are under assault.
We must be a country who loves our children more than we love our guns.
I will release children from cages. I will get rid of the private detention centers.
On day one, we take out our executive order pen and we rescind every damn thing on this issue that Trump has done.
Now, let me tell you, that's going to be Kamala Harris's problem, is she answered the question, then she goes, well, I didn't hear it that way. You heard Lester Holt just ask the question, and it was, would you do away with private insurance for a government health care? And she said, yes. That's going to be her problem. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yeah, I was one of those wonderful people who went from a $1,250 deductible to a $12,000 deductible.
There you go. Welcome.
Bumped into Obamacare.
There you go.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that these people who voted for it and then they want to turn around and act as if, you know, the people who are stuck in it are somehow victims.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, you can't have it both ways. And, you know, if it's a situation, if it comes down to a one-payer system, then everybody should be in it. Government employees, Congress, everybody.
Bite your tongue. Do not say one-payer system. I have to move to Canada.
How dare you, David? We love you, but how dare you?
Really?
I'm just saying that, you know, it's a scary possibility, and I hope it never comes to that. And it ticks me off how they always talk about, you know, 13 million people are without insurance, and the Republicans are going to deny them their insurance. And then they turn around and are willing to put 180 million people out of their private insurance at the drop of a hat without a bat of an eye.
Well, the 13 million people who didn't want to pay the Obama tax.
Exactly.
And so they didn't want the insurance.
Exactly. They didn't want it. And, you know, they were using them as victims. And somehow, if everybody who has private insurance loses it, that's okay. They're not victims.
Yeah, let me tell you, one real problem that the Dems have when you start really looking at them, they try to go in and help this fractional group of people.
Yep.
But what it does is it hurts the majority, the overwhelming majority. So they're trying to help this little small fraction of a group of people, but it does serious damage to the country.
Yeah, and
immigration is a good example of that.
Yeah, which is a hilarious thing because that's totally against their socialist ideal.
Yeah.
Of the masses.
Really?
So, you know, anyway, take care, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, David. You have a great weekend. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Final segment. Ooh, we haven't done the drawing. I've got to go get my... Random number generator.
I'll just tell you, over there, we have 15 names in the drawing. And what we do, folks, is Dan puts that number into a random number generator, and it spits out a number between 1 and 15. And that's our winner.
And I tell you something, we love doing this one.
Oh, yes.
We love it. Our favorite. We'll be fine. Okay, Joey Sun, let's get ready to hit the button here.
Okay. Let me turn off the hood.
That'll be so much today, too, won't it?
Yeah, okay.
Y'all listen in.
And the winner is... Ricochet.
Ricochet finally won it, huh?
I know.
Ricochet, you've got to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up, my friend, for your Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of Ricochet's good stuff that he picks out from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Give me a call, Ricochet. Looking forward to getting that to you. They had a former Obama person, Big Dim, who's a Fox... person that adds commentary. He's going to be talking about Biden was name dropping Obama. Listen to the first part of this.
President Obama, I think, did a heck of a job to do it is build on Obamacare.
to build on what we did during the Obama-Biden administration. I think you're so underestimating what Barack Obama did. He's the first man to bring together the entire world, 196 nations, to commit to deal with climate change.
Joe Biden says he doesn't want to, wasn't help from Barack Obama, but that didn't stop him from dropping Barack Obama's name all over the debate stage last night. Is that the right strategy? Would anyone do the same thing? Here to react, Fox News contributor and former Obama economic advisor Robert Wolf. Robert, was it a good strategy?
Yeah, I think it was a good strategy because that's what he did for eight of the last 10 years. He worked as the vice president for President Obama, and they worked in partnership, and they left the White House as one of the most popular president and vice presidents, you know, we've had in decades.
But he never broke, he rarely broke 50% in popularity.
Well, if we looked at where the president is today, I think he's in the low 40s, and I do think Obama has broken higher than 50% multiple times.
Yeah, but not at this time, right before he was up for re-election.
Yeah, it was the honeymoon period after his first election.
Yeah, it did the honeymoon period, then the economy was really screwed up, and he kept blaming it on Bush, and then started doing the shovel-ready projects, and just nothing really happened with that. But I did notice that he kept throwing the Obama name out there, and he was doing that deep marriage with it.
I think here's how I read it, and I just could be wrong, but the way I read it is that he wasn't going to do that, but then all the other candidates started really knocking not just him, but the Obama years and what happened then. And so I think he really did start thinking, okay, I got to defend our record, my record. And so, like, you're underestimating what Barack Obama did. He brought 190-plus countries together. It's right after somebody knocked him on climate change. And on multiple issues, it seemed like he was like, well, damn, I gotta defend myself.
Well, and again, if he's going to put his hat on that one, climate change, and that Barack Obama did all that,
right,
versus all those countries wanted us to basically give up in our ability to produce energy and use energy, and so it gave them an economic advantage, that wasn't smart. Let's continue on with this, and here he's going to be talking about immigration.
Well, one thing is noticeable is President Obama would be too moderate for today's debate stage, last night or the night before. Here is Vice President Biden defending the record of the former president.
The Obama-Biden administration deported more than 3 million Americans. President Obama, I think, did a heck of a job. To compare him to what this guy's doing is absolutely, I find, close to immoral.
And by the way, for the record, he didn't deport 3 million Americans. He deported people who were here illegally. But Robert, you could see that doesn't fly with the other nine.
Yeah, it was a very interesting two nights. I mean, I would say the first night, Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker did incredibly well. And the second night, you'd have to say Kamala Harris was clearly the winner. I would have talked more about, if I was Vice President Biden, that their focus on deportation was on immigrants who committed crimes. In 2014, Brian, as you know, we had these families surging from Central America,
yep,
similar that from like today, and they had the Flores versus Reno agreement that forced everyone to keep families together, and they even built detention centers. And then in 2015, Obama introduced the Family Case Management Program. So he had a great answer for that, and I think he should have used it.
But he didn't.
Yeah, he did seem off the whole evening.
He really did. I mean, he was kind of like, he just thought he's going to go up there and be kindly Joe and nobody's going to attack him. And boy, that was a total miscalculation on his part. And this is going to carry out. And when he goes back into Iowa and New Hampshire, how are people going to respond to him? And is he going to take questions? Here's another one. When is he going to do a presser? I mean, think of all the times that Donald Trump just stands up and talks to the media for 25, 30 minutes and they just ask him questions on the way to Marine One or head of state and things like that.
Well, in contrast with some of the younger candidates, Bernie and Biden just didn't sound... Bernie sounded a little more crispy. Bernie sounded like Bernie. But Biden did not sound like Joe Biden just a few years ago. And compared to... I see why, by the way, I haven't watched much Pete Buttigieg, like his speaking and all that. I see why the media fell in love with that guy. He is very... He was probably the best speaker on stage.
He's very smooth.
Yeah.
Very smooth. Very smart, too. Let's continue on with Biden, this guy talking about Biden, and that he's basically going to say he didn't have a good night.
You know him well. He did not seem to have his A game. I have not seen it on the stump. And President Obama said this, our direct message to the families of Central America, do not send your children to our borders. We will send them home. Undocumented workers broke our immigration laws, and I believe that they must be held accountable. That sounds like Donald Trump. And if Joe Biden says that, what happens?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that was a time where certainly for unaccompanied children, he was making sure that they were not being put at risk. I mean, also, let's be clear, Brian, there was no separation policy similar to what this administration has today. Actually think you were right in your first comment. I think that the party is focusing on certain things that has shifted to the left. And I also think, listen, Kamala Harris came prepared last night. I think the vice president has to make sure that he's going to sharpen his debate skills because he did not have his A game last
night. And Robert, you're a money guy. You know the new Green Deal does not work. You know getting rid of private insurance will not fly. And giving health care to illegals is not going to be palatable to the general population. As a Democratic strategist, that must really concern you.
Yeah,
and that's what she stands for.
Yeah, there were a bunch of issues over the last couple nights that I would not necessarily agree with. I've been very clear. I'm for health care as a right. I'm not for Medicare for all. I'm for extending the public option. I was very surprised that everyone signed up for the Green New Deal. I believe in a bold Green New Climate Change Deal. I agree that we should go into the Paris Accord. I mean, you and I have spoken often to win the presidency, you're going to have to win the middle.
Yeah.
And right now, I think that, you know, all I can tell you is the last two nights, there was no question that the first night was more of a Q&A.
Right.
Last night was a bit more of a food fight. And my guess is President Trump is looking from Japan and smiling.
He is indeed. Listen, I think this next clip is very short. It will say the Bernie care for Monday.
Right. And by the NBC News division has says the winner of the first Democratic debate, Donald Trump. So there you go. Game on.
Well, I would just say he didn't lose the last two nights. I would certainly say last night Kamala Harris was the winner.
Right.
But certainly if I was the president, I would say that watching these last two nights, having 20 plus people on stage, and I would say at least 10 of them should no longer be on stage.
Right.
We will have hopefully better debates coming forward.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Joey Clark is sitting in for the great Greg Budell. He is next. Adios.
From the Riverside